Just 6 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. Welcome back into the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Live from the Aloe Fiber Studios. Want to shout out to one of our sponsors here, Kane Doolin, McQuinn Young Law Firm. We know that we live on these dangerous roads. I mean, this morning I'm driving in on 392 and it's just a standstill. So I'm guessing some kind of accident happened out there. I turned around and went the other way. Went through the business route on 10th. But it's just like, you know, there's always something. Two fender benders on my way home yesterday. I saw two of them. We know we live in these dangerous roads. So if somebody, you know, if you or somebody you know has been injured in a car accident from a negligent driver, there's only one law firm that we really recommend here on the station. And that's Kane, Doolin, McQuinn, and Young Law Firm at trialproven.com. That's trialproven.com. 6 minutes after the 1 o'clock hour. First Advantage, text line 888-530-0043. How's our standings looking, Angel? I think we tied again last night.
Yes, we did tie again.
Did we tie? Well, because there were four games, weren't there?
Yes.
We both picked the Cavs, didn't we?
Mm-hmm.
We both, and you picked.
I picked Memphis.
You picked Memphis, and I picked the Lakers.
We both had Milwaukee.
And I picked the Warriors, and you picked the Kings, right?
Yep.
So we.
3-4. Through game five, overall record. This is not with the series winner points yet. 21-16.
You're 21?
Both of us.
Both of us are 21-16? So I gained one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I gained one somewhere. It's not bad. It's not bad. I feel like I'm 20-17. I feel like that. Is that? I don't want to cheat you here, but I feel like that. Am I wrong? If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I want to be all above board here, Angel. I'm off tomorrow, so I don't want to be feeling guilty or anything.
No, I think we should be good.
Okay. did you watch any of these games last night, or were you watching just the Avs?
I was watching most of the Avs. I saw the end of the Knicks game, Knicks Cavs.
How about that? Knicks take the series.
Kind of shocking, but also not really, because Cleveland didn't really have anyone else besides Mitchell, and the Knicks were coming on late in the year. So
Brunson's
solid, just really solid player.
Yeah, he's really good.
Him and Randall are really good duo.
Mm-hmm. Lakers Grizzlies, how about that series? LA leads 3-2. We talked about the Heat already. First play-in team to win a playoff series. They're the eighth seed to take down one seed. Jimmy Butler, 42 points last night. He's had like 100 points in the last two games.
What do you think happens to the Bucks? Obviously Giannis being there, but a guy like Chris Middleton, who's getting up there in age,
mm-hmm.
Do they have enough to... If they lose Middleton, is there a player out there, or are there players out there that look at Milwaukee as, okay, I could go there and win a championship?
I think when you have Giannis there, you know, if you're a good player, you think you could go there and win a championship. What do they do with their guard situation for Milwaukee? Because, again, it's Holiday, and doesn't Grayson Allen start for him? So those are your two guards. Lopez is your center. I think they got to get better in the guard department there. You know, Wesley Matthews, obviously he's every year losing a step. I don't know. With Middleton, yeah, he's getting up there, but he's still producing. I think he was in the 30s last night or something. I think you can still build around obviously Giannis and Middleton for the next couple of years, but I think they got to get better at the guard play. But they were a one seed, man. Do you think if Giannis wouldn't have got hurt in game one, Milwaukee wins the series?
It's tough to say. I think it definitely fueled Miami's chances, and it, you know, kind of maybe gave them a little bit of hope that, hey, we could probably win this series. And then obviously you take that momentum. They won game two, right?
Yeah, they won. Two of their wins came against Milwaukee without Giannis, and then two of their wins came
So the Heat won game one, Bucks game two, and then the Heat won the next three.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's nuts. But Jimmy Butler just absolutely going off. Did you catch the Kings Warriors game last night?
I did not.
It's kind of uncharacteristic. Like, De'Aaron Fox is turning it over left and right. Steph Curry was great. Draymond Green, came off the bench last night for Golden State, and he was very good for this team. They went small. They started Poole. They went with Poole, Thompson, and Curry, and then Wiggins and Looney. So they went small.
That's terrifying.
Yeah, it is. Well, oh God. Poole is scary in bunches. He had 10 points last night. It wasn't great. But when he goes off, he's electric. Klay Thompson making some ridiculous shots. He was 5 of 11 from the three. And then Steph Curry did his thing with 31 points. Tanner's giving this guy a pass, apparently. 2 of 10 from the three-point line.
And what?
Yep. 2 of 10.
That's not Steph Curry MVP numbers.
12-25. But yet, that's acceptable, but Joker's shots are not.
I don't know if the greatest three-point shooter of all time goes 2 for 10. I don't know if he had that dog in him.
Yeah, Steph Curry doesn't have that dog in him.
I don't think so.
And then what was Tanner's thing? Well, Brady's shooting from farther away. Well, that's not my fault. You told Joker to get closer. Curry, go get closer.
I'd wager on average Steph Curry shoots more than Nikola Jokic.
No, no question. He's shooting 25 to 30 shots a game. Joker's shooting anywhere from 12 to 18.
It sounds like Jokic, like, oh, he missed like a bunch of shots and then just stopped shooting the ball.
Yeah.
No, because he still had 20-plus points.
He had 28 in that last game and a triple-double.
If I could miss that many shots and still get 20 points, I'd be very happy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's the thing about these superstars. Shoot it. Just keep shooting it. Just keep going. They're going to fall. Percentages be damned. It doesn't matter. You're that good. I want you to shoot it every time. Klay Thompson, 10 of 19. He was 5 of 11 from the three-point line. They're going to fire. Jordan Poole was 1 of 6, 4 of 12. Draymond Green, though, man, he had 21 points, 4 steals, 7 assists, 4 rebounds. And the Warriors are one win away from clinching this and moving on. And it moves to San Fran. So, yikes, that's interesting. I thought, again, Sacramento, they were down by 16 in the fourth, but they came back. And then it was a one-possession game with like 54 seconds left. But they had some uncharacteristic turniovers late in that game. De'Aaron Fox had 6 turnovers. Sabonis had 5. Your two studs, who, I get it, they have the ball in their hand the most. But they had some pretty critical turnovers. And now we'll see if Golden State can close this thing out at home, which I think they will. Tonight was supposed to be Janet Jackson night, but it will be Boston and Atlanta. We'll do our... it's only one game. We can do our pick now.
Sure.
Does Boston close it out? They're -7. It's 3-2. It's in Atlanta, obviously. No Janet Jackson on site. No, she may go to the game. Maybe they gave her free tickets. I don't know.
I've watched the last two games in this series, and I'm not overly blown away by Boston. And I think that the Hawks have enough of that youth and playing in front of their home crowd. I think Trae Young gets a little shivery tonight.
So you're going Atlanta.
I am.
So this is one game tonight. I'll just go Boston. I think Boston closes it out. This one determines who takes the lead headed into Friday and a busy NBA weekend. And I have no idea when the Nuggets are playing because if you go to ESPN, you click Friday and it says Kings, Warriors, Grizzlies, Lakers. But then when you click Saturday, it says Friday, April 28th, Suns, Nuggets.
Well, ESPN already has their doubleheader for Friday night set. TNT has one game on... If Boston-Atlanta goes to 7, that game will be on TNT Saturday. So I think they're waiting to see if that goes so TNT can do a doubleheader. If not, likely ESPN or whoever just runs it as a single game.
That's interesting. A little breaking news here. Zach Stevens putting it out here. The Broncos offered Kareem Jackson a contract a week ago, but it hasn't yet enticed him enough to accept, at least not yet. He does hope something can work out soon. Well, this is kind of Kareem's thing now, isn't it? You know, they lowball him or they whatever. Fine, go look for something else. Then he doesn't find anything and then he comes back. That's kind of been the thing, hasn't it? For old Kareem Jackson. Let's see.
So Broncos was trending on Twitter, and I just clicked it. Apparently, Philip Lindsay's agent has reached out to the Broncos. Would you take him back?
Philip Lindsay?
Mm-hmm.
How did he do with the Sea Dragons?
Well, he's still with them, and they're in the playoffs this weekend.
Is he performing well?
I think so. He's a Colorado kid.
I know. I don't.
Tell him you don't want to see number 30 with the afro back.
I'd be happy to see it. I just don't know if he's... You put him on this depth piece, like a fourth guy?
Put him at returner.
Has he still got that speed?
I think so. I think he's got the... he was in Miami for a bit last year, and from what I saw, he was pretty just... Yeah, he's got that toughness. I don't think you're going to get that out of him from... It's like he's a permanent underdog in his mind, so he just plays that way.
I'd be curious to see it. I mean, I like Philip Lindsay, man. I for a moment, thought he was going to be something else. I really
2,000
did.
1,000-yard years is crazy.
And they just kind of let him go after that. But I'll see. We'll see. I mean, I would like to. I would take it. You know, obviously, you're going to get him for cheap, and then he's not going to be a monster piece to what you're doing.
I did see.
You have room on the roster.
Saw this last night, just kind of related to CU. Travis Gray, their defensive tackle, who was in the transfer portal, he put out on Twitter he was offered from UNC.
Oh, cool. So UNC's going to try to scoop up all these guys. I wouldn't be shocked if you see a few names from CU. You know, maybe they just want to stick around here, stick around somewhat the area. But because there's a lot of, do you think some of them will go to CSU?
Definitely. I think if there's, you know, especially if they're from Colorado and maybe they feel a little spurned by the school that they grew up wanting to play football for, and all right, I'm going to show you how it feels week 3 in September when I put on the green and gold and go down to Boulder.
That's your chance because you know you're going against them. That's a motivator right there. Okay, Dixon's might have started something. So I'm asking for help on generic tweets that I can do because there's a guy on Twitter. He must be just hockey guy. He always says stuff like, good for the Nuggets. Can't wait to see all of your Twitter action. That was a ghost that just moved that microphone. Can't wait to see all your tweets about the Avs tomorrow. And so then I started thinking about it. I'm like, I could tweet, man, that was a great up and under by the Joker. Great Euro step there. Oh, wonderful screen by Gordon Porter with a beautiful little sidestep for a three. I mean, I have a lot of little things in my repertoire of things that I notice in a basketball game. In hockey, there's only so many things that I really, oh, that's a beautiful goal. Oh, that was a beautiful save. What a monster hit. So I've asked the Hooligans, give me some generic tweets that I could do for hockey that would work for tomorrow night. Because I'm in. I'm getting the sweatpants on. I'm putting the family to bed. My wife can stay up if she'd like, but I'm just going
to say... No, go to bed.
I'm going to say she's not going to want to. She has been staying up and watching Nuggets games with me, though. She has been a little bit of a luck charm. I don't know if it's the shirt or if it's my wife. Not sure. We'll find out at some point.
You've got to keep track of this stuff.
Yeah.
If you're going to be superstitious, you got to...
I got to be
superstitious.
More stitious than I am right now.
Yes.
Dixon says, you can say... The key is, no matter what you tweet, make sure you end it with Like, that was a hell of a pass, eh? Okay. You can also fall back on, dang, these guys are some of the toughest guys in sports, eh? That's a good one.
I mean, how many times can you say that?
You can
just copy and paste that 10 times.
You could fall back on it a few times. So that's what I'm looking for the next 40 minutes of the program here, is I need tweet material for the hockey game tomorrow night. You know what I tweeted last night about the game? I don't really feel like tweet. I wasn't in a tweeting mode. I'm not these little reporters that are like in their 20s and they're just like this, I'm living by their phone. I'm not that guy. Sometimes I am. You know what I actually like to do is pull my laptop up and I tweet from here. It's easier for me to type than do this. But I don't always do it.
One tweet 14 hours ago. Well, that sucked.
That was it?
No reference to what that is or what it is that did suck. But we know that it did.
I know. I was like, I get my phone. I'm like, I should tweet something about this. Because I'm watching it. I watched this on my iPad last night. I'm tired as hell for some reason. So I'm laying in my bed watching it on my iPad. And then I'm just thinking of things to tweet. And I'm going, nothing. By the time I don't know. And then I'll admit I missed three goals in the game because I was watching the Kings Warriors game. I am more of a basketball guy. Sorry, I do watch out of market basketball. Just FYI, I'm watching the game in my sweats and my Nuggets shirt, eh? No, Angel's already said I can't wear the Nuggets shirt because you're afraid that perhaps the abs could taint the shirt. The shirt could taint the abs. We can't take any chances.
It's just, you can't do it. Plus, it would just look weird. Like, did you get your days confused
people would
or
think
something?
I'm like one of those guys that shows up to a Broncos Jags game in a Jets jersey.
Yeah, don't be that.
Don't be that guy. I don't have any. I have the only Avs stuff I have. I have those pucks that we got from McDonald's, like in the 90s, with Joe Sakic's face on there and Forsberg. I have like six of those. I could bring them all down and just stack them up and put them next to me.
That's how they do it, like for pregame, just stack them up in a little pyramid.
Okay, I could do that.
A little Avs puck pyramid.
Yeah, I could do something like that. I just need more stuff.
I don't have a lot of Avs stuff either.
I need more terminology. Icing coming up. Here comes the face-off. Like,
that's a nice slap shot.
Well, yeah, I mean, right
check
off
the
pipes. That's a good check into the boards. That puck's going up into the crowd. Don't hit anybody, Cale Makar.
If you lay somebody out tomorrow.
I don't know, Tanner's like, oh, he's going to be pissed. I'm like, Cale Makar doesn't get pissed. He's just going to probably play hard, but he's not going to.
But is this a moment in his young career?
Maybe.
Where
maybe
that dog gets to come out a bit.
Maybe he turns, grows out a little bit of a beard, and comes out tomorrow, and he's
Please,
a different
you
man.
You look like you're 16.
He does look like he's 16. Dixon, sorry, I keep hitting the last channel button, eh? I can't help it, man.
Wait, when's halftime, eh?
Yeah. Yeah, when do they... How many halftimes do they have, eh? There was like a break in between the first and the second, eh? Now there's another break in between the second and third, eh? Oh, they went to overtime? There's another break. There's 49 halftimes, eh? I need more of these. Oh, there's a little twisty-do.
Yip-dee-doo.
Oh, his stick. He lost his stick.
Oh, no. Better pick it up.
Did you see the Kraken player? He lost his stick. And he, like, kicked the puck, like, four times. He's just, like, sliding the puck. It was so funny. I was like, I didn't even think that was legal. But it was funny. It was apparently legal, yes.
Is it kick puck?
Not a kicked puck. You can kick it.
You can grab it out of the air, too.
Yeah, you can. You got to grab it and set it back down. You can't, like...
I can't grab it and run and throw it in.
I thought this was lacrosse, eh?
Could I, like, underhand toss it to another teammate? And we just, like, play pass back and forth down the ice?
I don't think so. I think there's a limit of how long the puck can be in a glove, maybe. So I think you can...
But the goalie gets to use a glove.
That's true, but then they stop the clock. And you go face off. You can,
I say stop that. If he's going to hold his hand on the puck, you just hit his hand over and over until he moves.
Hand. Yep. No. I was thinking about that. That's an interesting one. Can he just catch it and toss it?
I don't think so.
No. But you can catch it and place it back down wherever you need to put it. Why does sometimes when the puck is on the boards, it looks like a five-year-old soccer game, eh? I do hate that. When they get like
when they're
six
just like fighting in the corners.
I'm like, God, it's so frustrating.
And it just flies out the side and you're like, hey, you're still fighting.
Well, and I'm still trying to understand certain reasons for doing things in hockey. Like last night, there's a minute left, and the Avs are just trying to get it down on that side of the ice. But instead of trying to pass it and set up a shot, they just flick it down so it rolls around the boards and comes out the other side. I get you're just hoping for chaos, I guess. You hit the puck as hard as you can and hope that it slides all the way around. And I don't know.
It's to get the defense to shift from one side of the ice to the other, and then maybe you hit it across and your teammate hits it right back to you and it's open or... I never played hockey or anything,
so I don't know how to set up an offense
or a defense or anything.
I don't know how to do it. I never played.
I don't understand offsides. I don't understand shifts in terms of when can you shift, and you have to be within the blue lines to do it. But like you could get the puck, and you're on an offensive push, but you have to wait because you're on a shift. So you got to just skate around for a bit, and then the rest of your team comes on, and now you attack.
We'll get there. The more I hope so. I mean, I watched a lot last year, but I'm still like, yeah. Let's go.
I know enough. I don't even know if I can say I know enough to be dangerous. I don't think I'm dangerous. But we're going to be tweeting.
Like, why in the face-off, if one person hits the puck too early, you get subbed out and someone else has to do it? What is that?
Because you broke the
You're bad at this. Go away.
You suck. Go back here.
You lost your turn.
You lost your turn. Yeah, I don't know. I need more of that, though.
Could you do that, like, through your entire rotation?
And then what if the other guy goes?
Everyone mess it up.
Yeah, what if you end up going back to the start where you were? Does he get a go, or is it, like, automatically the other team just wins it now? Why don't we have a Jabba the Hutt type guy playing goal, eh?
Yeah, just go find a big guy and put him there.
When I was little watching hockey, I always used to think Patrick Roy was like the biggest guy in the world.
Hockey players are smaller than you think.
They're small because they're moving nonstop. They're like little hummingbirds, man. And I always thought, like, whoa, Patrick Roy, you wouldn't want to mess with that guy. He's a big dude. But then takes all the stuff off and he's just like, he's just a regular guy. I mean, can't be a big, old, fat, gigantic, muscle-bound guy.
Ice skating is a very, very difficult thing to do.
Well, and what's so amazing about hockey is it's like you're playing two different sports at once. Like, it's lacrosse meets ice skating. I mean, to be an ice skater is so difficult. These guys are doing it while figuring out how to pass a puck to each other and then shoot it.
And they're going fast and just stopping on a dime and turning and going back up the ice. Like,
yeah.
Uh-uh.
Yeah, I'm like, I've got the thing, you know, the little walker-looking thing, and I'm like, here we go. I don't want to. I don't want to take my hand off the thing.
I can ice skate fairly well.
I can. I can ice skate. I don't know how to stop, so that's why I'm scared when I'm out there.
That's when you just drop and skid on the ice, or just say, I'm hitting this wall as hard as I can.
Did you ever see Bambi?
Yes.
You know when Bambi's on the ice and he falls, and then he just kind of slides around. That's me. I don't know how to stop. I'm just going to fall. I'm just going to lay here, sprawl out. That's it.
Now you can only do one for the rest of your life. Would you rather roller skate or ice skate?
Roller skate. Because I can stop on roller skates.
Can you?
Mm-hmm.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Just put your foot down and just face plant.
I mean, I'm not. Let me be clear. I'm not good at it.
You're not like 80s disco nighter.
No. And I'm like lifting up and doing the little. No, I'm not. I'm just kind of sliding along, and then I kind of slow her down to a stop here. Rollerblades, man. Those were the biggest thing when I was.
Those were cool.
We all had rollerblades.
My dad had a pair of those.
My dad always got us rollerblades and skates, or my mom did and stuff. And I grew up on a farm. We had, like, this desk here.
There's dirt everywhere.
That's as much asphalt or cement that we actually had to roller skate on. So it was like, Dad, what am I supposed to do with these, bro?
Go in a circle.
Like, I don't know. And then I take them to my friend's house in town, and they're all, like, good because they do it every day. And I'm like, wait for me, guy. I'm shuffling along. Farm kids don't skate. 29 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
The Avalanche, the Nuggets, the playoffs. Follow the action with us on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Anthony Edwards. What do you think? He's getting
got a new nickname.
He could be facing legal action. What's his nickname?
The Chair.
The Chair. So this angle's a fairly new one that I'm seeing. Now his attorney or whatever, is it his attorney?
Yes.
Says that the chair was in the way. False. There's the tunnel where they come out and there's chairs to the right. Where you go, you know, you can sit behind the rim and stuff. There's guard, what do you call that? Guard tape or whatever that is. Like you see at a movie theater.
Like VIP room.
Yeah. That is cut off. So there's a chair. He reaches underneath the thing, pulls the chair out. He reaches underneath the tape, the guardrail, pulls the chair out, twists, swings the chair in his twist motion, and then kind of just lets it go. but it looks like he almost hit somebody, and then it falls, and then it does hit. It looks like a woman's feet or her ankles there. Is it the worst thing I've ever seen? No. Are you pressing charges?
I talked to my lawyer first. Maybe. I mean, I think the woman security guard, that maybe be more accidental, but the guy he kind of like threw the chair at, I would probably press charges.
Yeah, he had no regard for any humanity beside him at that point. Like, he's not concerned. He flings the chair.
Like, he almost hit the woman in the face.
He almost hit the woman. The first fling he does, he almost hits somebody in the face. Right there. Boom. She had to, like, move like this. Could have hit her in the eye. So, yeah, you know what? It's bad. It's bad. Is it the worst thing in the world? Do I think he's a jerk? No.
Because it's not like he just grabbed it and just spun it at hip level. He brought it, like, up and over his shoulders.
Yeah, that was bad. Is this right that he's facing some legal action?
I think so. Some legal action.
I kind of do, too. I mean, you can't be afraid if you're going to sit courtside that someone... Yeah, if you're going to sit courtside, you might spill your drink, a ball might hit you, a player might run into you accidentally. Saw it with Draymond Green last night. I thought it was hilarious. He hugged the guys like, thanks. But you can't be there and be afraid that a chair is going to be hurled at your head.
Well, in the game, if something happens to me during a game, I get it, it's part of the game. But this is after, game's over, you missed your shot. Sportsmanship.
Yeah.
Go shake hands and then go trash a locker room or something.
Yeah, go in there, hit, punch.
Punch a wall.
Punch a wall. Like the Minnesota players do.
Or don't punch each other.
Don't punch each other. Just punch a wall, break your own hand. He's lucky he didn't hit that first woman in the face because she had to dodge it. Woo! She had to move her head.
Oof.
Like, I'm watching right now, dude. That looked right there. There's a blonde woman.
Not, like, obviously, they're not paying attention because they're watching the team celebrate.
They don't expect somebody to come in spinning a chair. You know, like Super Mario when he has the cape on and you can do his little spin?
Mm-hmm.
Brr, brr, flip your cape at somebody? That's what he did right there with that chair.
I'll ask you this as the leading expert on wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
Would this move make it in the WWE?
Nah, it needed to be more direct. You got to take that chair and you got to hit him in the back, the big part of the back with it. Or
yeah,
the head.
It's got to be the dramatic running off the ring, going underneath and grabbing a chair.
Or I put your leg in it and then I like smash it. Or I hit you in the face, but right at the last second you bring your hands up, you block it, then you hit your head on your hand so it doesn't hurt. We fell for it all the time. No, it's not quite a WWE move. The old chair spin. Now, if he held it up and he committed to the spin and started just taking
just
people
nailed
out,
that lady in the face,
then yeah, you'd probably be in there. That poor old guy, dude. Look at that old guy there. He's like, ah.
Wait, what? Chair.
This
I'm a little tired, but I don't need to sit down just yet.
I mean, dude, he's reckless. It's reckless.
It's reckless. It's frustrating. Is it the end of the world? No. Is it the biggest thing?
No. Should he be, like, in trouble for a long time? No. But he should probably have to pay some kind of a fine or settlement or something. Yeah. I mean, again, this woman, the blonde woman right here, blonde hair woman, wow. It looks like she didn't get hit, actually, though, that first one. When he first flings the chair, she dodges it, it looks like, but does he hit her?
I think it may have hit, like, her shoulder or, like, her back.
So is that the one pressing charges?
I think it's both of them.
So she is, and then it hit somebody else, like, in the leg, right?
Well, it hit, like, a security guard, and then there's, like, a media person behind him.
Yeah. Yeah. He deserves to have some, he deserves to be in trouble for that. I agree. Can't be doing that, man. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. All right, when we come back, let's look at the rest of the playoffs, what's going on throughout the course of the weekend, too. I'm out tomorrow. You're doing an hour tomorrow. So you can talk about the draft a little bit, see what happens there. Maybe the Broncos will surprise some people and be in the first round.
Yeah, definitely recap the first round of the draft, any trades, who's left on the board. Was there any run of positions like that? Preview the Avs a little bit. Can we kind of rally them up for a Game 6 win on the road? And maybe talk a little basketball as well. Get ready for... Apparently there's a basketball game tomorrow. I don't know.
Nobody knows. It's the great mystery. It's the great mystery of all time. We don't know. This is a bigger mystery than where is Val We don't. When is the game? When is it? I hope it's Saturday, because I'm ready to dedicate my eyeballs to the Colorado Avalanche tomorrow night. Sounded weird, but that's what I'm ready to do. But if the Nuggets are playing at the same time,
there's no way they would do that.
I don't think so.
You wouldn't schedule both Denver teams to play at the same time.
I don't think so. Can they do that?
I mean, I'm sure you can. They're different sports, but
Then I have to go away from the
you
apps.
You know, hey, we're going to be missing half the market on one of these games.
Yeah, then I have to make a decision, and that decision will go to the Denver Nuggets. They have my heart. Nikola Jokic has my heart. 39 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick break and get the latest on the local sports flash.
What's up, Hooligans? This is Zach Stevens with DNVR Broncos, and you're listening to The Whole Show on 1310 KFKA.
The hurt doesn't show, but the pain's just grows. So stranger to you or me.
Can feel it coming in the air tonight. High school baseball this afternoon. Tanner Schwint and Coach Bruce Dick on the call. We've got Northridge and Severance, 3:30 pregame. 4 o'clock, first pitch.
That is all factual.
Yep. Anthony, I'm ready. Anthony, ready to rock and roll. You guys are doing a great job.
I appreciate
Before it. Before I say what I would want to say about all your other stuff, you are really good at this. You and Bruce make a really, really great team.
Thanks, man. I appreciate it. It's cool hearing him get a chance. Like Nolan Hertzke, he had in on Coach Speak today. He's going to be pitching for Severance tonight. He's a stud athlete, so it's going to be a fun game. Last time we had Severance, I didn't get to see Hertzke pitch, who's, you know, they're 1A and 1B out there. They've got a couple of really good pitchers. So I'm excited about it. I hope that the voice holds up, because it was going this morning. I have
well,
said,
if
like,
you stop spewing so much crap, your voice wouldn't go.
I think I've changed my opinion, and I do. Yeah, Anthony Edwards deserves life in prison.
Yes, he does.
For what happened.
It's a one-way ticket to Montego Bay.
Good Lord. You guys are like, oh, my God. He's doing cheers.
This is Michael Scott. I didn't say Montego Bay.
No, I know. That was...
Hertzke. This sounds like a bunch of bullies going around saying, hey, you want a Hertzke?
What's a Hertzke?
Well, it's your guy's last name.
No, Hertzke. I know.
I don't know. It just sounds like something.
Nolan's my boy, too.
You're about to get Hertzke.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to work that in a couple times
tonight.
You
absolutely should
couple
work
puns.
That into the game tonight.
He was the quarterback over at Severance when I coached there for a year. So Nolan and I have a really good relationship, and I'm excited to see him pitch tonight. So it's good this afternoon. I swear if this game gets rained out.
There's a chance it could, huh?
I text Cody Wilson Sunday. I said, Tuesday or Thursday? He goes, pay me $10 million. And I said, I have $3. He said, I'll take it Thursday. And I gave him his $3. I gave him the cash when he walked in. And I just text him. And, of course,
that's a lot of money.
Cody Wilson, Denver, Front Range Weather. He's like, down in Florida, just doing things.
Oh, said Universal Studios.
I know.
I guess Harry Potter stuff.
That's
today.
Just what meteorologists do. But I text him. I'm like, dude, if it rains out, I want my money back.
According to the weather app, which I know Cody's smarter than the robots, it's not going to start till 6.
The games normally wrap up about 6:15.
Well, so you'll be about ready to wrap up before the rain starts.
I am going to have I'm going to have just a couple of innings. The post-game show is going to be a short one. Is what
probably.
I just hope it's a good game. You know, we had a really good Rockies series win.
Probably one of the best I've ever
seen.
Against
the Guardians. It was. It was the best one I saw in April.
Sadecki coming up tonight?
Davis, man.
Oh.
Rockies are off tonight.
Oh, dang it.
And then back tomorrow, I think Freeland's on the bump against the Diamondbacks.
Why can't the Rockies play tonight when actually the state of Colorado will watch them tonight? Because we don't have the Avs or the Nuggets. We'd watch them tonight.
Will you flip back and forth?
Between the Rockies and playoffs?
Rockies, Avs, Nuggets.
No.
No?
No.
Oh. Will you?
I would.
Tell me I'm not by myself.
I'd watch basketball and then, you know, switching between timeouts and halftimes and stuff, and I would have the Rockies scoring updates on my phone.
Yeah. Because here's what would happen. Nuggets, we're going to commercial. We'll be right back.
And then
back.
Once
they
the NBA's
music.
At halftime and they're in an intermission, yeah. I'll turn on the radio and listen to Jerry and Jack.
You might as well just listen to the radio. But if you want to flip it over, it'll be, Nuggets break coming up. It's a riveting game. Nuggets are up by 10. They just went on a 10-0 run. We'll be right back.
They're not going
to
be up 10.
Flip it over to the Rockies, and it's going to be... And here's the pitch. Foul. Anyway, the weather's gorgeous today. Absolutely love it.
And what's your favorite umpire strikeout call?
Wonderful out here. This isn't Jerry, by the way. I'm talking about the TV side of it, because the radio I can listen to and watch at the same time.
They spend way too much time talking about stuff that's not a part of the game.
My favorite hot dog. Oh, there's a swing strike there. My favorite hot dog is
I want some people to send in some corny calls that I could use for tonight's game. We still have not had a home run at any game, and I cannot wait to broadcast a home run, because I want to do some crazy home run calls. So if you can think of a couple crazy home run calls that you would like me to use.
I already gave you a bunch of them.
Text them in. I can't use any of the ones you gave me on the radio.
Why?
A little thing called the FCC.
Text her about the Anthony Edwards thing. Not sure anybody was pressing charges. Sometimes even if you don't want to press charges, the cops will still do it based on what happened.
They came out and pressed charges.
Yeah, they pressed charges.
As soon as it happened, they got in contact with the Denver PD and pressed charges.
Just can't be swinging your chairs around.
That's how that works. You can't have charges brought against you unless they're filed by someone.
He's saying that you can have a citation or something, but he did get – they are pressing charges.
In this instance, he didn't break any laws in terms of, the cops, a speeding ticket. You can't get a ticket for throwing a chair. But if you hit somebody, you can file assault charges. And it's third degree, so it's the most minimum assault charges that can be brought forth. I think it's moronic.
Lock him up.
I think it's moronic that he's getting charged.
Lock him up. He hit a woman in the face. Luckily, Keanu Reeves did and matrixed out of there. Otherwise, she'd be
frustrated. Anthony Edwards is frustrated. He cares about the game.
That's fine.
Should he have picked up the chair? Absolutely not. Should they be pressing charges? Absolutely not.
She's lucky she can still see today. And the girl that he hit in the ankle, she's lucky she could still walk.
You were on Good Morning NoCo this morning with me, and he said, what would happen if we opened this door and we threw the chair out and Micah was walking by and it hit Micah?
Got attempted to.
Do you know what would happen there?
He would press charges.
Nothing would happen, because Micah's like, what was that?
That's good.
Angel's ready to
just be funny. I was going to make sure he's okay first, but then we probably all laugh.
It would be funny, is what he said.
Right. He would not a normal human being. If you purposely were just throwing something away.
Yeah, but you know Micah. He didn't know these women that he's running by and throwing the chair.
Nobody's pressing.
Tanner, if that chair hits you, you ain't going to try to grab to money grab, honestly?
See, and that's what I said. On one shoulder, I'd have the angel that's like, he didn't mean it. And then I'd have the devil that would be like, there's a lot of money to be had there. So I like to think that I listened to the angel, but you never know. I would not press charges for that. I would not.
I'd pick up the chair and start hitting it in me like WWF style.
Yeah,
it's a chair!
I pick one back up, throw it at him, and run as fast as I could and try and get lost in a sea of crowd of people. It's going to be a great broadcast this afternoon.
Tanner Schwint, Coach Bruce Dick coming up this afternoon at 3:30 with our pregame coverage between Northridge and Severance. 1:50 the time. We'll take a quick break. What did we learn today? Coming up on the other side, it's Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFK.
The Avalanche, the Nuggets, the playoffs. Follow the action with us on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is Nico Carvacho, former CSU Ram, current pro basketball player, and you're listening to The Hall Show with my good friend, Brady Hall.
The next time you get angry over a bad play, remember you need teamwork to win, not arguments.
Now we know.
And knowing is half the battle.
Hey, what?
Notice I mentioned something about farm kids and roller skating. Here comes Tanner.
Farm where?
Farm talk.
I thought that was my cue.
Well, here I come. Anyway, the moisture situation is...
It's been a big week for the We Need the Moisture people.
Oh, yeah.
It's been a big week for those people.
I know. What did we learn today? Anjo, what did you learn today?
I learned that sports is sports, and frustration, anger, whatever... Don't let it seep into your real life, whether it's throwing a chair or writing a bad letter to a coach.
Yeah.
I also learned that Tanner spilled milk from a cow today.
It did. I almost missed the morning show.
Least surprising story of the day.
Stupid cow.
And there are some some stories that, you know, were pretty par for the course. But that's you know, whatever. What did I learn today? I'll tell you what. I learned that we are in a society now with sports in the NBA where two of the three MVP candidates are totally just fine not being championship material. I know Giannis has won one before, but both Giannis and Joel Embiid in the last 3 weeks have said championship's not the end-all be-all, essentially. It's not a failed season if you don't win. Nikola Jokic doesn't talk like that.
No, he doesn't, and I like that about him. Can I say what I learned today?
Sure.
I learned today that you're not allowed to criticize Nikola Jokic because, as you said on Good Morning NoCo this morning with our weekly chats, 9:35. You like that plug for you?
Yes.
That he does walk on water. You said that at one point today.
Sure he has, kind of.
I mean, he's probably been in water. It's
walked
okay.
On ice. Has he ever walked on a block of ice?
It's okay kind of to criticize Nikola Jokic.
If he needs criticized, but not when going you close out a team and
29.
Go and win 4-1.
Going 8-29
oh
in a closeout
goodness.
Game deserves criticism.
Then the Rockies don't play today at all. Something you can set your sights on, be distracted, so you're not ruining the good time for everybody else over here watching the Nuggets.
Northridge Sevens.
Well,
got
other
that
than
going.
That, but oh. Tonight, you know, because right now you're raining on our parade.
There's not going to be a parade.
Oh, there absolutely is going to be a parade.
Suns and Six.
There might be. I don't even know who this guy is anymore. And I'm out tomorrow. I don't have to see you Saturday. Don't call me Sunday. All right, that'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.